Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers. KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
801 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. So, I don't know, you know. This is so, I guess it's this age, but I don't know. I think we knew more history than maybe the kids care about today. Anthony Edwards, tell you got this? Anthony Edwards was the number one pick in the draft, right? He struggled at first, but he's been playing much better. I think that baseline dunk might have just kicked off his career. Maybe it just gave him some confidence or whatever. But after that, he started playing really well.
Let these guys get to 21, 22, 23.
Yeah.
There's still lots of basketball growth in them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Anthony Edwards is Minnesota Timberwolves player. And A-Rod is trying to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think he's put together a group that is working on buying the Minnesota Timberwolves. Well, Anthony Edwards, who was fixing his hair, right?
It was weird. It was like he doesn't even know he's on Zoom.
Yeah.
Or doesn't care.
I guess he didn't care.
He was just pulling his hair, and it actually popped back in place. It actually looked pretty good when he was done.
You thought it looked pretty good.
Well, if that's the hairstyle you want, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I rarely comment about guys' hairstyles.
You talk about your hair all the time.
You do that quite a bit.
Well, because of Doc Linville and his greatness.
Okay. So we just
Anthony
assume.
Edwards doesn't need Doc Lynn.
Not yet.
No, he doesn't. But if he keeps pulling 20. His hair out like he's doing, then I don't know. Maybe I should get him his number. So asked about A-Rod, here's Anthony Edwards.
We haven't gotten to chat with you since the news this weekend that Alex Rodriguez was getting ready to buy in as an owner here. Do you have any thoughts about him? Are you an A-Rod fan at all growing up or anything like that? What you think about what he might bring to the team?
A fan? What do you mean? Like, who is he?
The baseball player, Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I know he's going to be the owner, but I don't know nothing about baseball.
I could see where. How old is he? 19.
So he was born in 2020.
21.
A-Rod retired. I mean, I'm sorry.
20.
In he was born. Yeah. He was born in. A-Rod was
2000.
So
he was born in 2000.
He's 19 years old.
He was born in 2001.
He's 19 years old. A-Rod has been retired since 2016. The kid's not a baseball fan. There is definitely, like, why would he know A-Rod?
No.
And A-Rod was not a major factor.
I mean, J-Lo and, you know, I don't know. I mean, you might know.
But he might not be after 50-year-old women. That's probably not his jam either at 19,
J-Lo,
18, 17.
I think J-Lo transcends age.
Well, let me tell you, you can find a younger J-Lo on Instagram anytime you like.
Yeah.
It's not even hard.
No, they're not all J-Lo. You can't say that.
Go to the Chive or whatever. Supposedly, people say there's pictures there of J-Lo.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Of J-Lo.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly J-Lo-ish people on the Chive or Ballstool. It's not hard to find that. I think he would. Anthony Edwards, to me, he's probably not. J-Lo doesn't really do it for him.
No, maybe not. No, but
he's
going
to go younger.
A-Rod is I guess, kind of famous, but I guess kids, 20-year-olds might not know him.
No.
Yeah, I guess.
They don't know. They don't know. More people know us than A-Rod.
Oh.
I think in Houston, for sure.
Yeah. I don't think that.
A 20-year-old kid, more 20-year-olds know us
And A-Rod. Don't forget, A-Rod's got a Mercedes dealership on 45.
So? Who goes to 45? Nobody.
Nope. Oh, really? Because it's too crowded. Nobody goes
on 45.
I would
disagree.
Yes.
Traffic would tell me
you're
wrong. So you
ask
your
kid, you know who A-Rod is? Yeah, he's a car salesman.
Yeah, he owns a car dealership.
He's got a car. I like
he sells Mercedes.
Well, it depends on which kid and who their parents are. Yeah. Like the kids in River Oaks. Yeah, he's got the Mercedes.
Kids in River Oaks. No, but kids growing up, hey, I want that Mercedes. I like that Mercedes.
Kids in River Oaks has had a hitting coach since he was 7 months old. They put a bat in his little baby arms and went, they're making him swing with his hitting coach. How much is that? That's $250 an hour. Okay. How soon do you start? How old is your son? Well, he's just 9 months old. I started 10 months old, actually. No. We do weekly, $250 a pop. And then put the little bat in his hand and like, they're swinging the bat for him with their arms. Well, now give me my money. That kid knows A-Rod. If you have a hitting coach when you're less than 4 years old, you know A-Rod.
But, I guess. But didn't we, Listen, I wouldn't be surprised if Anthony Edwards didn't know who Dr. J was.
You could ask him a lot of guys he would know.
That feels accurate, too.
Yeah. I don't think they care nearly as much about history.
Didn't we remember the stories coming out about him, how he wasn't like a giant fan of basketball?
Yeah.
Wasn't that
part of the stuff? Right, that was him.
That was why people were concerned about him. He wasn't a student of the game.
They don't know if he really loves basketball.
So you could start naming off guys who were good in the 80s and maybe even early 90s.
You know Shaq?
Like,
that fool from the guy on TV? TNT?
Yeah. Shaq and the fool?
Yeah, he looks like a big guy.
The insurance guy with the mustache?
Yeah.
No, not the general. Well, yes, that actually is him technically, but did you know about him as a basketball player? Didn't start basketball in like 85?
Honestly, no. Minnesota reporters should do that. Every time they have him for availability, just name a player and see if he knows
him.
Yeah,
no, that's a great game.
Who is Michael Jordan?
He knows
who
Michael Jordan
with the shoes.
Is.
No, he's the guy that owns the Hornets.
Yeah, well, no, he would probably say he doesn't know owns a Hornet. He would say the guy that invented Jordan 1s. Oh. He's the guy that invented Jordan.
Was that named after him? What a coincidence.
Well, he invented them, probably.
Well, yeah. What a coincidence.
Well, no, Anthony, there was... You do know there was basketball before 2000, right? Before just Kobe.
Says you.
There was basketball. Yeah. I know. To Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, Kobe. Remember when Kobe used to play black and white? He used to play in
Kobe used to play on non-HD television, so it's kind of difficult to keep track of what
he did.
So
I couldn't watch that stuff, though.
Yeah, to be fair to those kids, I don't like watching it either. It's like going back in time, and it's ugly. Ugh. Get this. That's poor people TV. Get that eighth non-HD TV out of my face.
I'm so upset. I mean, it's hard to. I was, and it was just basic. I was watching just whenever I was sending you that clip of what we do in the shadows. It wasn't on HD, and I'm like, oh, I can't see what is happening. My kids act like, oh, the cameras back in the cameras back in 1996 were terrible. Oh, this is horrible.
It's true.
How could you watch that?
No, my kids are like, when a movie comes, oh, I can't watch this. I can't watch this. It's an all-time great movie. Can't watch it.
All right.
It's awful.
It just doesn't look like real life anymore.
No.
No, but those old movies actually do look good on the HD TV or on the good TVs. I don't know how, but they do look better.
They remastered.
Not like the Masters look this weekend. The cameras that they're using now.
Oh,
and with
so
the TVs?
So it's now the 8K cameras. Oh, they use it in football. It's the first place
like
I noticed.
There.
So when they get
on. And it's got 3D depth.
Well, so it's the 8K cameras. And what they're doing is, like in football, in the playoffs, the first place I saw it in football, or the regular season, I was like, holy crap. Where not only is it so defined, everything else blurs in the background, just like your portrait mode on your phone.
Yeah.
And it's like, holy crap, this is totally different.
Well,
you
to
need
me,
to watch
the one,
different.
The thing in the bubble when they had that camera that was eye level for the players and it moved along with them.
That was pretty
different. Holy crap, is that good stuff.
So this company that
better
I'm working
than
with,
movies in 1986.
Okay, would you look at this? This company I'm working with, Signality, out in Sweden. So we're getting ready to do a deal, and we're going to be installing these in different high schools and colleges and pro teams. And they're going to install them for free for a lot of them. So if your high school wants them, let me know. But there's going to be 8 to 10 4K cameras around the stadium. And what they're going to be able to do is not only pick up your acceleration, deceleration, your speed. You don't have to wear anything. Just have a number on your jersey. Not only that, they can to find out how high you're jumping, how fast the football is traveling, what the angle of the football is when you're throwing deep balls. It can also, though, you can use any of the cameras. So you know that stuff you see on Microsoft commercials where they take a football play and then they do a 360?
Christian McCaffrey does a flip.
Yeah, you'll have that.
Yeah.
At your disposal, where what we want to do is make it available.
That you can change the...
You as a viewer
360
can change what view you want to see or look at things from different angles. But you can also click a button and you'll get all the data tracking on that same play if you want. It's like, what I'm telling you, the technology that's coming that is going to be in your hands as a consumer, first it'll go to the teams, but then the TV station, the broadcasts are going to get it. And your ability to watch games that you can change the camera angles on them is going to be, it's going to be mind-blowing what's here within 5 years. Wow. Really mind-blowing, the information you're going to have.
All right, let's get Christian in here before break on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Christian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What say?
Hey, man, Anthony Edwards, I think he was actually trolling the reporter because there's a video when he first got drafted that he was talking about baseball. I don't know if you guys heard it. I think KJZ played it this morning. And Jeff Passan actually tweeted it out. I don't know if Dale wants to pull that audio, but he's actually talking about he used to play baseball when he was, a teenager or whatever.
That he used to play? That doesn't mean he knows A-Rod, though. I mean, did he make reference to A-Rod in any way?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. He might not know anything about Major League, about old players or anything else, though. I don't disbelieve. I saw the video of him saying, I don't know. See, I don't know A-Rod. Who is he? All I know is he wants to buy the team. I don't know. I could see
what
he,
I like doing, clowning my future owner.
Well, A-Rod actually responded to it. Did you? What did A-Rod say?
I had to pull it up. I was looking up the clip. He was what Christian referenced because, like he said, it's
Instagram post. He just said, "Hi, Anthony. I'm Alex." Edward shared the post on his Instagram story and said, "What's good, my guy?" with the laughing emoji. There it is. It's a whole headline that says, "Alex Rodriguez responds after Anthony Edwards says he doesn't know who he is." And I went through this whole article, and you know what it was? "Hi, Anthony. I'm Alex Rodriguez." "What's up, my guy?" Wait, that was you. That's clickbait, son of a bitches.
They got
you. Made me go all the way through that.
Well, I tried to do it. It was on CBS Sports, though, and they won't let me on because I disabled cookies. Or whatever. CBS won't let you on.
Get your cookies back up.
Maybe you know how to do it. You have ad blocker on or something?
Yeah, I got ad blocker on.
Yeah, they don't like that very much.
No, they kick me out all the time.
Or maybe you got kicked out because sometimes they say, too reckless.
I'll fix it later, and I get to click on that. Then I get to click on their stories.
So you finesse them?
Yeah, finesse the blocker. look at me.
Who are you, an undersized linebacker finessing the blocker?
That's what I do. 814 ESPN 97.5, time for me to talk about, oh, what shirt am I wearing today? Chastain Ford shirt. That's right. My peeps over at Chastain Ford. Yeah, because love them. They gave me a golf shirt. I'm wearing it out today, peeps, out at the golf course today if it doesn't rain. But here's the deal. Rain or shine, you got Chastain Ford. And you can go to the dealership. It's clean. It's wonderful. Everybody is social distancing. You are going to feel safe in the environment. I like to touch the cars. I like to see what I've got. I like to test drive it. I like to do all of that stuff. So when I went and bought my car, I went to the dealership. Of course, I bought it before pandemic, so that's neither here nor there. But even before the pandemic, you could actually buy everything online, and they'll deliver the car to you so that you can test drive it from home. That's the kind of service that you're getting from Chastain Ford. Other dealerships you can't buy from home because they want you to come in, because when you do come in, they say, oh, you need this, you need this, you need this, and suddenly it's $3,000 more. Well, that's not the way Chastain Ford does it. They don't add anything on at the end so that you pay more than you agreed to. When the other dealerships, they all do this. So no dealer add-ons at Chastain Ford. You can actually buy from home. But again, it's a clean, safe environment that you, my friends, are going to love. And if you like to touch the cars, you like to get in different cars and try all kinds of different stuff, get to Chastain Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. Or again, you can do it all online at ChastainFord.com.
If you can't get enough of your favorite ESPN 97.5 show, we've got just the thing for you. And it's not f***ing safe for work.
Won't somebody please think of the children.
For all the uncensored interaction, head over to twitch.tv/ESPN975.
Say what?
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
817 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. See if you agree. And you, Lance, I know you got, you're looking at Mac Jones at the number three pick with a side eye. I see you. I see you giving that James Harden side eye thing going on whenever we talk about Mac Jones being the third overall pick.
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I think it's going to happen.
John Middlecoff said in an interview on Colin Cowherd,
former NFL scout for the Philadelphia Eagles, by the way,
I think it would be one of the most arrogant picks in NFL history, he says. Whoa. Why did you just
almost
dab?
Went to, it's just like a three-quarter dab. Because Middlecoff does, by the way, he... So, a little background on John Middlecoff. He was a scout for the Philadelphia Eagles for about 6 years. He's a younger guy. He's in his probably mid-30s right now. Then he went and started doing a radio show in San Francisco. I kind of helped him get started. He and Guy Haberman, they asked me about Middlecoff, and I said, that dude's good. Like he's, and their radio show was really good. And then the program director left, because that's where I was considering going to do a moving to do a show there. With Chad, the guy from Portland that I did the SEC guy with.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Middlecoff, they ended up leaving, so they started their podcast. It's done really, really well. They talk Raiders, they talk 49ers, and he's added as Colin Cowherd's podcast network. He does podcasts, and he specifically does a ton of Niners football. For him to say that means this is this would not be the first time that a Shanahan is accused of being arrogant and egotistical. I guarantee that's what he's talking about. For you to think, oh, I can take Mac Jones. We can do whatever it is with Mac Jones at quarterback. But why would you? Why would you have to go to three to get Mac Jones?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe because you thought somebody else. I mean, if you love a guy, I don't know how you could love Mac Jones that much, but... But there was another who was on. Oh,
he loved Kirk Cousins supposedly. If you can love Kirk Cousins, you can love Mac.
Well,
Jones.
Well, you got him in the fourth round. It's not like you loved him that much.
No, but he loved them. They loved him when they got him. Well, because they also got RG3.
Better than RG3. They got him in the same.
They got him in the same draft, and then as he worked with them, he really liked Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
he really liked Matt Ryan.
Kirk Cousins was good enough to, you know, get a $100 million deal from Minnesota. I guess he was.
Well, you know why? Because of the offense of Kyle Shanahan helps.
Yeah,
like
well,
it's,
he
it's
did
really
win a
good.
Playoff game last year. With
but
Minnesota.
You can make quarter. We saw Matt Schaub have his best year ever when Kyle Shanahan was calling plays for him in 2000. I think it was 2009. Kyle Shanahan's offense is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It can make Matt Ryan was an MVP under it.
Well,
he's
so,
hot dookie booty now.
So you could, but is there no? Well, that's ugly.
Well, that's ugly, and it's but it's right in line with what you've been calling guys lately.
Yeah, hot bag of A and stuff with yeah. little kids. You were telling them you brought. Hey, kids, gather around. I want to talk.
Y'all didn't tell me there were people behind me.
Cam Newton was hot. Dookie, whatever you yeah. said. Matt Ryan wasn't that bad.
He wasn't that bad, but John makes it seem like he was because he, what was it? Is that a fantasy football thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, you have an unusual amount of dislike
no, I hate, I
for
hate
Matt
him
Ryan.
Now because
okay.
he was my fantasy
Gambling
brother,
and fantasy
and
football do make you
the worst
people, like
ever.
People. No, it makes
Although
you
his
not
numbers,
like
Joe, you went over his numbers last
4,500
year.
4,500 yards.
Yeah.
He was whatever. He was fine.
No,
that
sucked.
Team is just terrible.
He
was
help
awful.
His team win. He was
that team was.
I don't care about
Deshaun.
I care about my stats.
Oh, Deshaun's a stat counter then. He didn't help his team win?
No, he.
What?
The defense let them down.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess the Atlanta defense let him down.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
oh, they did.
Quite a bit.
But anyway, so So maybe you like Mac Jones a lot, though. I mean, let's face it. I heard Mel Kiper this morning on the show before ours here. He's like, hey, yeah, I guess no, you can't have a pocket quarterback anymore. I guess there's no such thing. Oh, that's right. Tom Brady just won a Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
So why? So, but if you think that Mac Jones is actually a good pocket passer, which Mac Jones really was last year, his numbers at Alabama are stupid, stupid good. I mean, and not just one year. He was actually pretty damn good the year before.
I don't. This is less about Mac Jones than what Mel Kiper said. If you're going to default to, well, the greatest quarterback of all time won a Super Bowl, that doesn't validate your point.
No, but that you can't have a pocket passer
sure
anymore.
You can, but does,
is silly.
But maybe Mac Jones isn't that pocket passer, and I can see why people may take issue with
well,
it.
Well, or maybe he is. I mean, his numbers last year. He was pretty damn good.
We might be wrong on Mac Jones.
Yeah.
We really might because he is accurate. My thing with him is he's scary. Like, I had too many. I'll pull him up. There's at least five plays
where. Blaine Gabbert scared, though.
He pulled up three times on tape before first downs and slid prematurely to. Dude, go get that last yard and get a first down and move the chains. That's like a fundamental thing. Where if you're so scared that you won't go head first and go get that yard and you're – and I'm not saying it was every single play, but that did slid. He slid. It's like he didn't know where the chains were, and he just slid too early multiple times. There's a sack where I see him fall to the ground. People are around him, and he just goes, ooh! No one touches him. He falls to the ground, and he gets sacked. When I see that, I couldn't get away from that. All I can think of is, man, he doesn't have a great arm. He has a very average arm. He's got this incredible – you know, horsepower around him at every position. Their team is better than the other team at almost every position. From left tackle to right tackle, from every wide receiver, his tight ends, well, Miller Forstall's not that great. His running backs, like every position. When are you going to have that advantage in the NFL? When are you ever going to have that advantage?
Never.
That doesn't mean that you can't do it, but it was the same concern I had when I turned off the tape with Tua. I'm like, God, it's not like... This is not what I thought it was going
to
be.
Well, Tua went to the exact other extreme. When you talk about what he played with in Miami, as far as what he played with, he went from a distinct talent advantage to, what the hell?
Right.
I mean, I'm throwing to Mac Hollins.
He didn't win any position.
I got Mac Hollins.
That was too much.
I don't want to throw to Mac Hollins.
No, that was too much. That was too much. But it is, for me, it was the concern, and I wrote it up in my scouting report the last line is, I want to see what happens when he doesn't have the premier players and premier talent around him. The same thing goes for Mac Jones, only he's not as athletic. He doesn't have the same arm talent. Like, the physical traits aren't as good as Tua's. That's my big concern. And so, I do think, to your point, John, I do think pocket passers can still, they can still succeed, but you have to build an offense that can help them get rid of it quickly, and they mentally got to be very smart.
Yeah.
You can't be...
It's still a pocket league, by the way. It's still a pocket. I mean,
how
still
can
have
you say
to,
that?
Well, I mean, you still have to be able to throw out. I mean,
you have to be able to throw.
Even Lamar Jackson.
Name your five best quarterbacks.
Well, but even Lamar, well, just because you have escapability doesn't mean you can't. You don't throw from the pocket. They all do. You still have to be able to.
Okay.
You still have to be able to be a pocket passer.
Yes, that's
not accurate. Everything is on the move.
I would
not
say
everything is running. Not everything is. Is run pass. Not everything is an RPO. I mean, there's a lot of everything.
And RPO is from the pocket anyway. It's just a.
Right.
Well, it's just basically playing an option with a second level. But, okay. Yes, you do have to win from the pocket. And that's never going to change. Teams can keep you in there. Like, that doesn't really change unless you want to change and go to a completely college style offense like Coastal Carolina that incorporates option attack and spread passing. It's one of the most unique offenses there is Coastal Carolina. But with that said, it may be a pocket. It may be a league where you have to win from the pocket, but the pocket-only quarterback, that is a dying breed right now.
Oh, yeah, because we're getting more and more athletes that are coming out of college. And
we're extending
seeing,
plays.
And give me a choice between a guy who can run and throw or a guy who can just throw. Yes, obviously.
I don't even need a guy who can run. I just need a guy who can make off-schedule plays.
That's it.
Either from the pocket or just barely escape in the pocket.
But Joe Burrow
does help when Josh Allen is rushing for another 700.
He's one of the more unique athletes. His size, his ability.
He's a rare guy. But when you look at but it's amazing how there's more and more rare guys starting to come out with that size. Like, because that's how guys are being coached and that's how they're being taught. But if you think about it, you know, Joe Burrow was not some blazing fast guy at all. Joe was sneaky athletic. He's not a great athlete. He was sneaky athletic. I have to say sneaky. He's a white guy. Sneaky, yeah. Whatever. He's sneaky athletic. But the difference was Joe Burrow could extend.
You mean the Ohio basketball player of the year was sneaky athletic?
Yeah, look at him.
Drew Locke was a phenomenal basketball player.
And baseball player.
But Joe Burrow can extend plays. He's a pocket quarterback who can extend plays. Deshaun is a dual threat quarterback. Right now, Lamar Jackson is still trying to prove he's a dual threat quarterback. But really, the most value he has had in two of the last 3 years has been with his legs more than his arm. The second year, I would argue, his arm was very good. When you look at the numbers and how he attacked teams, a lot of touchdown passes. He made some really good throws. Last year, for whatever reason, not as much. But you start going through that, okay, pocket quarterback with decent mobility, Matt Stafford. I would say Jared Goff, more of a pocket quarterback. Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz is actually getting less mobile. He used to be mobile, and I'm noticing him taking bad sacks. Some of it is you not getting rid of the ball. Watson cannot get rid of the ball because he's a better athlete, and he can still, even though he'll get got sometime.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz, when he doesn't do it, this could turn into a bad too many negative plays. Baker Mayfield, he's a play extender. He's not a great athlete. He's a play extender. Kyler Murray, dual threat quarterback with pocket tendencies. It's just not the pocket quarterbacks are just the Kyle Trasks of the world, and I would say Mac Jones. Although Mac Jones has, if you give him room to run, if the rush gets too wide and he's got a lane right up the middle, yeah, who can't do that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he's Philip Rivers.
I would just ask that when Mel Kiper's example, if we're talking about pocket quarterbacks can succeed, please don't use the best quarterback to ever play the game. Don't do it.
I know.
That's
ridiculous.
The 6 foot quarterbacks. Well, Drew Brees.
Yeah, stop it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
The outliers.
But
like,
now, all of a sudden, 6 foot quarterbacks there's plenty of them now.
But we have to see if they succeed because it can also switch back where they go like, if Kyler Murray doesn't win at a high level or if Baker doesn't. But I would say what it has done is open the door. Like, I'm less worried. Actually, today's football actually makes it more likely you see more 6 foot quarterbacks because things don't live in the pocket as much anymore.
Russell Wilson is a shorter quarterback.
It's more about the RPOs. Yeah. It's more about the zone reads. It's more about some rolling pockets. They actually now, if you're going to be a shorter quarterback, you're not going to be a 6 foot pocket quarterback like Drew Brees. Those days are over. Drew was not going to beat you with his feet. The Drew Brees stuff, I don't think you're going to see a lot of that. You need to have some Baker to you where you can get out on the move. Kyler Murray, like, they're not going to want 6 foot sloths.
No. That is a Drew Brees probably is a dying breed. All right, 829 ESPN 97.5. When we come back, where does Texas rank as far as greatest states in the war? In the
Texas
United States?
Is back, folks.
This is going to be a quick segment because I already know the answer.
It's number one.
I don't spoil it.
Ain't it number one?
Texas
forever.
Don't spoil it, Dell. But I will tell you this, I got something this is not a spoiler. This is a tease for you. Would you like to make more money? Would you like to make money if you don't have a job? Now, here is the payoff. My friends over at Generator Supercenter right now are getting you exactly what you need, an opportunity to work in the industry. And there's so many people purchasing generators more than ever before from Generator Supercenter. And obviously because of the freeze, everyone realizes they don't want to be in that situation where they don't have a generator that repowers their home once the power goes down. And so they've never been busier. They need sales staff. They need helpers. They need technicians, people who can and who have an electrical background, who can put these things in and can sell it. And whatever the case is, if you are looking for work, they have openings and opportunities for you at Generator Supercenter. Of course, it's a great place to get your generator, your standalone automatic generator. But that also means they have crazy amounts of business right now, and they really need help. And this could be your big chance to either make additional money or find a new job. GeneratorSupercenter.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm watching a good plane fight right here. That's awesome. Thank you, Chilish Altuve. People brawling on their way to McCool's joint in Belize. No,
that doesn't look like Spirit either.
It looks like a United flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spirit doesn't go to Belize. They just drop you off in the water and make you like float the rest of
the way. People were pissed about overhead space. All right? Holy crap.
You know, I'm taking my first flight.
This guy pulled her hair, punched her in the face. Goodness gracious.
Notice people let that go now. What? Punching women in the face seems to be...
It's acceptable like it's, behavior now?
Seems to be making a comeback, I've noticed. People on, at least on Twitter, it's okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have started anything.
You never hit a woman. It's like, well... You got to defend yourself.
Yeah.
That's
turning into, well, he pulled her hair from behind and then went over the top and punched her in the face. I don't think he was defending himself.
No, it didn't seem to be the case.
That seems like it was more of an aggressive move.
And then the guys who will troll and go, what? That's a quality. You want equality.
You see that a lot, too.
What are you talking about?
You want equality. I don't know.
That's equality?
Well, so anyway, I'm going to take my – hopefully that doesn't happen on our flight. But have you taken a flight yet since the pandemic? You flown anywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's
Have
done
you flown
it.
Anywhere on an airline?
Yeah.
You have?
Oh, yeah, plenty.
Plenty?
Yeah.
Where?
Over the last year, we went to D.C. We went
to Mexico, remember?
I went to Mexico.
That's right. Well, I didn't know if it was one of his special friends.
No, it wasn't a special. I went on a regular flight.
With real people?
With regular
humans. Unwashed
with human
people?
Beings. Yes.
Not golfers.
Not unwashed people.
The pores?
Sure I didn't smell anything.
You didn't have to fly with the pores?
It's not the pores.
Is people, there anything that you... Like, did what
you?
Did you think
you
of
flew
it?
With the pores?
Regular people like me.
But did you
fly? I'm just one of the people playing Herman Park golf.
Oh,
yes.
Sure. You flew with the pores, though, for that special golf
trip. I sit with the pores. I sit and coach.
Were the pores at that golf tournament you flew to?
No.
Mexico? No.
No.
Can't get in there.
No.
And you flew regular... In a regular flight to Mexico?
I Washington, D.C., the plane was packed.
Yeah, I've looked. We're still plenty of seats right now in the one we're flying to Boston, and we're going to go to Boston and into Maine. But what?
We've flown to Springfield. Yeah.
Was it just regular, yeah. Except you wear a mask?
You wear a mask, that's all.
Getting through that, was it less
These people,
people
weren't wearing masks, pulling each other's hair, punching each other in the face.
No, I noticed that. But the flight, the most recent flight that you went on, whatever that was.
Right.
Is the airport not as busy?
No.
I would assume it's not.
No. It was regular. Frankie just went back to D.C., and she said in the afternoon, because I had to get her there in traffic and everything else, she was like, there's nobody here. There's nobody in
Where?
The airport.
Well, but I flew sometime when to go to...
And yet, when you're trying to get her there, the line for people picking people up is, you know... a mile long.
Well, there were times where I was
but flying, nobody's there.
When I had to fly to California back and forth all the time a couple years ago, there were afternoons where, depending on when you live, where it's like you left is like this isn't that.
No, it's not bad.
This isn't that much, and then it also depends on the terminals you go to. But yeah, I'm going to take my very first flight.
Since the pandemic?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just hadn't anyway.
Like I said, my pandemic's been different than yours.
I used a credit from a flight. We were supposed to go to New York with Ballard and his wife, and then that got shut down in May. So I had this credit, and I used because the flights. I noticed that
great now. Have you seen? You can. I changed Frankie's flight like the day before, and no they don't charge
fees.
You. No yeah. change fees.
Yeah, they got to keep rolling.
Thank
like
you, United. Mm-hmm. Now that's service that you can sink your
finally
teeth
something once ever from United.
I know, right? Man, that is.
Thanks for having no change fees, which is just strictly. A revenue mechanism in the midst of a pandemic travel.
A money,
thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for all your great help, customer service, guys.
Yep. So no. Well, you got to give it up to them. They righted a wrong. They righted a wrong here.
You think that's going to stay in place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no.
Cool.
I don't think.
Oh
that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's gonna be. So greatest states ranked by according to Americans.
All right, Texas won. Now, look, can we do the rest of them?
One in the poll, per se. Not per se.
What would Americans rank one? Let's first go through the ones they're not going to rank one. Americans are not going to rank.
Mississippi is 49th.
No surprise.
Wait. Say that. So Americans rank this? Do you have any other?
According to Americans, to choose. Okay. Respondents were asked to choose the better of two states from a list of the 50 states in Washington, D.C. in a series of head-to-head matchups.
Oh, it's like a bracket.
Figures shown is the percentage of times each state won their matchup.
Okay, so the Midwest is never going to choose New York or California. So they're definitely not, as states, New York and California are not going to be at number
New
one.
York finished 8th, California 12th. So they did.
But they're not going to finish number one. It's impossible to get a top five finish.
Well, it's not surprising which state finished number one.
Okay. Hold on, let me think. What's not going to be? It's not going to be Louisiana. That's going to be in the 20s or 30s.
No, Louisiana is not. Well, Louisiana actually is in the middle of the pack. Hawaii, ding.
Not that offensive about Hawaii. That.
No, what do you mean?
Hawaii. What is Hawaii?
Have you heard?
Exactly, it's a vacation spot. They don't offend anyone.
Hawaii is the easy one. Now,
and number two shouldn't be all that hard either.
Hold on, this is where the game starts. Is number two, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nevada, no, 4th.
Okay. Only good things happen here mostly. It ain't going to be Florida. Mostly good things happen here. Oh, easy. Kansas.
Surprisingly, Kansas is 41st.
No one thinks about
Nebraska.
Kansas.
Nebraska.
See, why are people hating on the farm states?
Well, no one wants the farm.
Actually, Nebraska
farming is not red hot.
I don't think that anybody voted for Nebraska because it's not. I can't find it.
Who's number two?
Okay, wait. Number two, is it Washington, D.C.?
It's
not a state.
Washington, D.C.? No, District of Columbia is in it. Oh, finished 51st.
Yeah.
But that seems low.
It's the lowest, actually.
Yes, it's the lowest. Number two is Colorado.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honest,
Colorado
not offensive. If you go skiing, they let illegal weed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Colorado's
got beautiful mountains, everything.
Yeah. Exactly. Colorado's easy.
Virginia was third, which is a bit of a shock. Since right next door to the District of Columbia finished last. Nevada, North Carolina, Florida, Arizona, New York, Georgia, Texas. 10th.
Yeah.
Texas forever.
We finished in the top 10.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah.
We beat California. That's the coastal
elite. Of course you're beating California. Right.
Georgia?
I don't know.
New York ahead of us?
Georgia's going. So
I could have seen Arizona higher.
Georgia has Atlanta going for them, and then they have the other Georgia, which is like the Blue Ridge Mountains. Have you ever been to Blue Ridge?
Did you see how they changed their voting laws?
Georgia?
Okay. Well, did this voting take place before they changed?
Well, I don't know. I don't know when people were voting on this, but I'm sure it lost some of its luster.
Del, does the voting stuff, is it kind of Chick-fil-A for you? As long as it doesn't affect you, you'll still eat their sandwiches?
What do you mean? I don't have...
Well, like the Georgia thing. Do you say, I like Georgia. What about the voting?
I didn't really have an affinity for Georgia one way or the other.
No.
So the voting laws doesn't help them in my eyes.
Well, no, Georgia has Augusta National, so that's why it finished so high.
Oh,
yeah, that's not going to help them in my eyes.
So the last were District of Columbia, 51st. Alabama finished 50th.
Because they're jealous of Nick Saban.
So Mississippi.
Well, or because of just the state.
No, yeah. Jealous
they
of
may
the
not.
The South didn't fare well.
Interesting. So who did they poll if the South couldn't? Who was the top ranking South state?
Florida.
Georgia, right?
So
do you count Florida? South?
No, it's not really the South. Well,
it's in the SEC.
Certain parts of Florida are the South, and other parts aren't.
Okay, so let me guess. I think the best Southern state was Tennessee.
You said Georgia, right?
Well,
Georgia. Georgia's the best. No, Florida. Well, Florida was the best Southern state. That's a real Southern state. Florida is 6th.
No, like it depends. It's not.
Like the Panhandle, definitely the
do you
South.
You consider Miami the South?
Florida's the South. It's deep
not,
South.
Florida. Miami's not
Georgia's
the South.
Georgia's 9.
Miami's not the South. No, it's not the South.
Well, but Jacksonville?
That's what I'm saying. Yes. There's certain parts. Yeah. Certain parts are.
Okay, Georgia/North Florida.
Yeah.
They okay.
I mean, Jacksonville
so
is
North
the epitome
Florida
of the
and
South.
And Georgia are one.
So.
Are one thing.
So, yes. Big Earl, you guys don't go to the Redneck Riviera.
Oh, you think I might stay out of there?
You guys don't go.
No.
But they're at the Florabama, which is on the Florida-Alabama border.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bar called the Florabama, and Big Earl plays there. And he plays a song, "Thank You, Mississippi. If it wasn't for you, we'd be 50. But Alabama, actually, he sings that about Alabama. Alabama's thanking Mississippi for being 50th.
Actually, you're 50th.
And Alabama, now, guess what?
Where's Tennessee?
Take the L. You're 50.
Where's Tennessee?
Tennessee finished pretty good, 21st.
Yeah, you got the Smoky Mountains.
Alabama is 50. Mississippi is 49. New Jersey is 48, which makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Arkansas, 47.
All of that makes sense to me. I've been to those places. It all makes sense. I haven't been to Arkansas.
Iowa, 46th. Indiana caught it at 45.
Where's West Virginia?
West Virginia is 36.
Ooh, too high.
Just ahead of North Dakota. The South Dakota and North Dakota didn't fare well.
The Dakota should be way ahead of... West Virginia should be about 48.
The Dakotas, have you ever been there?
They're nice.
It's awful.
I've never been there.
It is nothing, honestly. You drive for 50 miles, and it's nothing but corn stalks. Nothing. It's flattest. It's Kansas. Flatter than Houston.
Kansas. Very similar. Yes. But they say Idaho is great.
Idaho's 40th on this list.
Coeur d'Alene.
Not great. Coeur d'Alene, beautiful.
Which state has the best song about it? You got the Eagles and Hotel. Well, that's Hotel California.
Alabama has a great song.
You got Bob Denver in this. So which state has the best song
about it?
Yeah,
Sweet Home Alabama.
Okay, that's a good one.
No, wait. There's not a Texas song. All My Exes Live in Texas by George Strait.
Okay, how racist is the Texas song?
All My Exes Live in Texas. It's about divorces. Sweet Home Alabama you're putting in there by Leonard Skinner. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I like this one.
Go off, John.
What about North Carolina?
This song is so cheesy.
Sweet Caroline.
That's not about the Carolinas.
Sweet Caroline is, wait, what?
Yeah. They played at Red Sox games every game.
That's not about the Carolinas, though.
Bum, bum, bum.
Georgia. Oh, Dev went down to Georgia, Charlie.
Huh? Is that about Georgia or the devil?
Doesn't matter. It's happening in Georgia.
A song specifically
just
about the state. Like even
Dust in the Wind by Kansas.
That's not
Dust in the
That's by a state. That's literally by a state.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, even Hotel California is about a hotel, so.
No, but reference to a state. I still vote All My Exes Live in Texas. And there's probably lots of Texas songs.
What about Louisiana?
You want to get into rap? Because we can all of a sudden open up a whole new genre.
What about Louisiana? We going to do that butt thing.
That's about the butt thing, not about Louisiana.
But it came from Louisiana.
Yeah, I said
Baton Rouge. What about Baton Rouge by
That's a city.
Oh, that's a city.
What's
though?
A city in Louisiana?
Yeah, I understand the geography, but we're talking about states.
Like I said, rap is going to open up a whole because everything is about rap in a city. So if you go to rap, the whole thing is about states and cities.
What about Houston?
Texas. That's where I stay.
What? There's rap about Texas?
Believe it or not, yes.
Really?
Let's see. We can go get Paul Wall, Ghetto Boys, Bun. We can get UGK. We can get a lot of Texas stuff going if we open it up to rap. It almost seems unfair. Because
open it up to rap.
Like Idaho doesn't have a chance.
No. Vermont.
Tennessee with Memphis is going to be a lot better.
Yeah.
Rap's got it. Rap gives Tennessee a lot better chance to move
up. Really?
No. Vermont has no chance. If it's just rap.
Idaho, nothing. Can't move
and who
up.
Who sings songs about Vermont anyway? That has to be like Carole King. It has to be so old school. You have to go to,
Bob Newhart.
Vermont.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. You're not going to get that.
All right, 846 ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about Doc Linville right now. See, there is something about this, about talking about my hair with Doc Linville, because he makes it great. He makes your hair actually, so that you have hair, so that you're not a cue ball. Hey, cue ball, listen, what you need to do is go say, I don't want to call names. I don't like to call
Baldy.
Yeah.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, Baldo. What I need, that's actually a name. What I need you to do is, and he's got hair. He's got a lot of hair. He doesn't need Doc Linville. But here's the deal, and which is ironic. But here's the deal is if you are somebody that is, if you're follically challenged, well, all you got to do right now is call my man or go to the website, 975hair.com, and Doc Linville is going to hook a brother up with some hair. It's your hair just moved with neo grafting. Now, not painful like the other process was. It's easy. It's affordable. It is all the things that you want. And in, 7-8 months, you are going to have long flowing hair that you are going to love. Just see Fred and take a look at what's going on there. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational presented by SiteJab.com. Benefiting Kids Meals Houston, this year's tournament will take place April 28th at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from Michelob Ultra, lunch from Uberitos, dinner from BB's Tex Orleans, 18 holes of golf, and a quick socially distant award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. These two are entranced by a video on John's laptop, so I'm not sure they even know we're back from a break. Excuse me. A little show you got to do. Thank you.
8:49 ESPN 97. I was watching.
I know you were watching something.
What do we do in the shadows?
What Vladislav. They do? What they do in the shadows? What
so
we
the
do
guy
the
who played Hitler in Jojo Rabbit is
yeah.
Tiki Watiti. It's his joint. He and Jermaine Clement.
It's a weird name. He's got a weird name.
Flight of Conchords.
Yeah.
He's also he did Thor Ragnarok. He was a director of that, so the Marvel people, I think, like him. That was a good movie. I watched it with my kids.
Yeah, he's directing the latest Thor, well too.
God what?
He's directing the newest Thor, too, God of Thunder.
But it's not funny.
Actually, not
he's
God of
Thunder.
He's
a funny guy.
It's, yeah, well, Thor Ragnarok was funny.
Yeah.
That's what made Thor, it kind of brought back Thor, because the second one was terrible, and he... Love and Thunder is the name of it, and he brought comedy to it, and people are like, that's one of the best Marvel movies out there.
Should I watch that?
I mean, you don't care about that stuff, so. I mean, you're a nerd, but you'll watch the Amazon Lord of the Rings series, but you won't watch a Thor movie.
Yeah, as soon as it, when is it? When?
I think it's next year at some point.
It is?
Sometime, or maybe late this year.
713-780-3776. I guess we started the show with the Astros.
So no, we should get circle back. This is a four-game losing streak.
I know.
Lance McCullers out here getting ready to pull y'all's ass out of a tailspin again.
Why?
Best bargain in baseball. You're out here crying about his $85 million, and he's out here just being an ace. Right now, he's one of the leaders for the Cy Young.
Is he?
2-0? Or 1-0 in two appearances?
1.8 ERA. It's pretty good.
You don't like 1.8, then I don't know what I can do for
Well, it's not Verlander, but okay. I'm all right.
Well, one of them is actually pitching. The other isn't.
So, yeah, but...
Okay. You're right. Verlander's ERA is
okay,
at
you
zero.
You take McCullers' career. I'll take Verlander.
No, I'll take
see,
oh, right now. Let's
see
have
how
both
that works
of them play right now.
I'll take the guy in 2021 who's actually pitching.
Oh, I guess who might come save the day in September.
Might come? That's comforting.
In
and then, how would you have won your 2017 if you weren't cheating? You got Verlander.
Wait
that's
a minute.
How.
If what?
I don't know. All I know is Verlander saved the day by coming in here, kicking ass and taking names.
We appreciate his efforts, but how about you pitch?
You don't
he
need
got
to pitch
paid
no
for
more.
It. Oh, fine. He got
that
paid.
That man's already a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but how does he help the current team if that is he's not helping?
I don't give a rat's ass.
No, you
this
do
team,
care.
This team ain't doing nothing. It's 6-5. Lost 4 in a row.
How you turn? You're one of those fair weather. Immediately,
I'm telling you though,
off of them to make a point.
No, I'm a Chastain shirt fan. That's what I am.
T-shirt fan. Where's your Astro stuff?
Not can't wear it.
Astros
they're losing.
Shirt since they went on a four-game losing streak.
No. And what are you wearing? The devil whispered, I'm coming for you. I whispered back.
Maddie allowed you
tacos.
To wear that shirt outside the house?
I have to wear it whenever she's asleep.
Got a devil
She did
on
already
shirt?
Have a comment about me having the devil whisper. Well, and it says, bring tacos.
What about go ask your mom that shirt that you wear?
The kid's got a... They got a kick. Oh, it just came in. That was the first day I wore it yesterday. I got it from, it's called, I don't know how it got, even found this. It's called like Classic Dad. And so I liked it because it has dual meaning. It could be smart ass, like we would say, like, I don't know, go ask your mom.
Yeah.
To people.
Yeah. How but you feeling? I don't know. Go
but in real life, it's probably meant for what you always do, which is, Dad, can I have somebody spend a night? Go ask your mom.
Yeah.
Because I say that. And invariably they go, she told us to ask you. I'm like, well, then we're at a stalemate. I don't know where to go with this. I'm not making this decision. My decision's always going to be not to have extra people in my house.
Right.
What to tell you? You're coming to the wrong kid. You wrong parent. Go ask your mom again. Because I'm telling you now, my answer is a soft no. That's going to turn into a hard no if she doesn't take a stand.
Mm.
Dad, can we? No.
No.
Dad, is it okay if we? No. Go outside? Yes.
So let me ask you this. In your opinion, is Julian Edelman a Hall of Famer?
Clearly. I'm trying to trigger Dell.
When asked...
I think it's a tricky one. So to me, Julian Edelman feels like a Hall of Famer, and then you look at the numbers and you're like, it's not as good as you think, but you
not
also
as
have,
good as you think.
Why does he feel like a Hall of Famer?
Well, because...
Because of big
because
games.
Because of reputation.
Because
big
of big games.
Games.
Man, get out of here.
But the fact is that...
He's Bob Ory.
Hey, we can't listen to you. You're an AFC East truth.
He look at his numbers. Why is... He's not a Hall of Famer.
Well, okay, but... But the premier pass catcher was the tight end.
That's fine. Is he one of the best...
The numbers say no.
Is he? Forget about the numbers. Let's remove... Is he one of the best players at his position while he played?
He feels like it.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Not even close.
He feels like one of the top slot... Like he was... That's a new position. You have to say starting slot.
He wasn't even better than Wes Welker.
What guys are playing right now at wide receiver that are Hall of Famers?
Right now?
Right now.
Julio?
DeAndre Hopkins... Julio Jones.
Well, I think DeAndre's on his way. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
AJ
if he retired today, I bet he'd make it.
Is A.J. Green a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely A.J. Green is. A.J. Green.
Is Julio?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
Julio Jones is going to go down as a top receiver in the last 15 years.
How many receptions do you think A.J. Green has? And he's been in the league since 2011.
2011, okay. 9 years, basically.
He's missed a lot of time.
Well, he missed a lot of time in 18. He played all 16 games in...
650.
649.
Okay.
In the last couple of years, his productions dovetailed, as you might imagine, with hurt quarterbacks. He didn't play at all in 19 and missed 2018. I mean, missed 7 games 2018. So
yeah,
that's
hurt
his numbers. Yes.
What about in his prime, though?
His prime, which was very early in his career, 97 catches, 98 catches, 69 catches, 86 catches. He's had three double-digit touchdown seasons. But then again, he's played with Andy Dalton, which isn't exactly.
What was how many 1,000-yard seasons?
He started his career with 5 in a row. He's had 1 in the last 5 seasons.
And I don't think he's the same player, by the way. I don't know. Maybe
okay.
it's
okay. There's one more... guy that is a surefire Hall of Famer retires today.
Larry Fitzgerald.
No. Julio Jones too.
Julio Jones. Where does
Julio Jones is a surefire Hall of Famer?
As far as career yards go, well, Larry Fitzgerald is second all time.
No, Larry Fitzgerald is a sure. hands and yeah.
Julio,
he's number one. Larry Fitzgerald would be number one.
Julio Jones is second.
Yeah.
Julio Jones is second.
I think DeAndre Hopkins is getting in that mix pretty quick.
Well,
his production.
Where do you think DeAndre Hopkins ranks all time in receiving yards?
Higher, I think, probably inside the top 15.
No, he's 49th. DeAndre Hopkins is 49th all time.
When did he come into the league?
2013. 13.
Okay. How far is he from?
He's
40, number 30.
Just over 10,000 yards.
Yeah, he's just over 10,000, which is...
For his career?
Yes.
For his career. Okay, so what's number 30 on the list? Number 30, how many yards?
11.8.
So he'll do that this year.
So he could possibly get to it this year.
2,000 yards receiving this year?
You said 11.8, right?
11.8.
And he's just over 10?
And he's just
That's
over
10,000.
That'll take 2 years then.
Okay, so in 2 years, let's say he has 2,400 yards on there.
Yeah.
Now, where would that put him? In 2 years, 2,400 yards.
2 years, 2,400 would put him 23rd all time.
At
the guys.
Are they all Hall of Famers?
Who behind 23rd all time is in the Hall of Fame?
Steve Smith is 8th, and he's not a Hall of Famer. Okay?
That's hateful.
Andre Johnson, 11th, not a Hall of Famer. Anquan Boldin, 14th,
Wait, has
not
Drake
a Hall
been
of
up
famer.
For it, though?
Henry Ellard, not. Torrey Holt, not.
Ellard's not. Torrey Holt, yeah. You know what? A.J. Green may catch that Torrey Holt fade.
A.J. Green isn't even... A.J. Green is 56th all-time. And he started in 2011. A.J. Green is not...
Yeah, you're right. I guess it was his prime, but, you know,
so,
just...
Okay, you know who's 31st?
Who?
Antonio Brown.
He's not getting in.
He's not getting in because of his antics, but he probably listen. There's guys below him, not many. Lance Allworth, Calvin Johnson.
To answer your question,
there's only a couple of guys, Raymond Berry, that are behind him that are in the Hall of Fame.
Andre Johnson retired 2016.
Oh, no, there's more. Harold Carmichael, yeah. What?
To answer your question about whether Andre's eligible, he retired 2016.
No, 16?
Yes.
He's coming up.
No, yes. He's getting in.
He's coming up.
Dre's going to get in.
Probably.
Might be second
but
ballot.
But listen, they're few and far between. There's all kinds of guys that are above these guys that are not. Irving Fryer, not in.
No, nor
Jimmy
should he
Smith,
be.
Brandon Marshall, Derek Mason.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hines Ward.
And they don't feel
Hines
like
Ward not in.
Steelers fans are pissed that he didn't get in this time. Hines Ward to me is borderline. But that's how the Hall of Fame should be. Like, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I just assumed Torrey Holt was in yesterday when we were talking.
Yeah, no.
I don't think, though, but football, here's the thing. Football and baseball, and baseball is going to start having to change. Like, the pitching standards cannot be the same in baseball with the numbers, but the hitting standards have to be increased in some ways, you know, because of the power and the what's going on right now. But, like, you can't hold strikeouts, complete games. Like, all that stuff is just different. You have to make it apples to apples. But with receiving, you know, you have a guy like Harold Carmichael versus Torrey Holt, greatest show on turf. And, of course, that was early 2000s. But even Ben Roethlisberger with Antonio Brown. You know, Antonio Brown had a lot more opportunities than Harold Carmichael.
Julian Edelman, 156th. With 6,800 yards. He will be passed this year by Randall Cobb and Alshon Jeffrey and Jared Cook.
Okay, so that's not
good. Oh, y'all better get out of my face with this
stuff. All right,
stuff. Fine.
It just felt like it.
Stop it.
9 o'clock, ESPN.
Remember that time that girl took a picture with him when he was asleep?
And
look who I shagged, as they say in Britain. Sometimes I talk British, as I say shag.
Can't make shag references.
Remember that? And he's like, hey. Did you really just publicly blow up my spot like this?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I did. And well, you know what? I publicly praised Texas Star Grill Shop of the Traeger that they lent us this weekend.
You should, and you can buy your own Traeger. Look, they're not just in the business of lending out Traegers to you. So that I just want to let you know, you can't go in there and ask for the Granado special because that's not going to exist. But you can go in there and buy your own Traeger Timberline. The Timberline is phenomenal. You know, that was my first Whipella grill was Traeger, and I've used Green Mountain, and I've used Memphis. All of them come from Texas Star Grill Shop. But it's really, the Traeger is one of the very first, and it's gotten so good that people, it's so mainstream now. I remember when people used to, that's electric grill, that's your thing. And then now it's got mainstream acceptance because cook-off champs are using this. And this is truly mainstream, and the Traeger Timberline, one of the very best out there in the wood pellet grills. I mean, they've got different types of grills and different types of technology for you at Texas Star Grill Shop. But just for a second, I want to shout out Traeger because they're the ones who made it possible for me, who knew nothing about it, to really make some great, succulent, delicious food every time out, and they can do the same thing for you. The ability to monitor your temperature, and it stays the same. It's almost like a convection oven that has the ability to put smoke in your food, whether you're grilling, you're smoking. It's the Traeger. It's Texas Star Grill Shop. Your one-stop shop, 4 locations in Houston, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.